why you are here, Arturo Lucero.
Yes, I was a horrible father. I left behind so much strife and difficulty for my children, and I never met
you. You know what? How about a recap? Oh, I love this part. I mean, if love were a thing I could do. Oh, you know what I mean. Get on with it.
Previously on Celestial Blood, the twins, Sol and Mundo, discovered unmailed letters written by their dad, Arturo, to his 9 other children.
They didn't even know you had other kids.
I'm so sorry.
Sol and Mundo went out in search of their long-lost siblings. Their brother, Uranus.
Can't we all just get along?
Sister Mars.
Oh, leave me alone.
Saturn and Neptune.
We're twins too.
You thought you were special.
Sister Luna.
Wait, didn't Dad die already? Oh, so, are you from Hollywood?
Another sister, Estrella.
I am cursed.
But girl, I loved you on that reality show. Oh my God!
You know I invented reality TV. True. Look it up.
And finally, their brother Mercury.
Sister Mercury, thank you very much.
That's only 7.
Can I finish?
Please hurry.
Mundo and Sol's fiancé Esteban have been looking for the assumed dead Mr. X. They need his fake caviar recipe to sell to the Russians because Esteban's even faker caviar recipe sucks.
Hey!
Seriously? You're more upset about that than the Russians hacking our elections? What about her emails? Jeez! The cops are looking for a missing dead body. A mysterious woman named Margot Helga is also looking for Mr. X. Uranus is convinced that Mundo and Esteban are lovers. And...
This is too much. It's all my fault.
No, pobrecito. It's not all your fault.
Really?
Of course it's your fault.
Sol just walked in on Mundo and Esteban's secret lab. Welcome to the finale of Celestial Blood, a radio novella about love and mystery that crosses borders.
What do we have here? Hello, fellas.
Esteban, you just closed the door in my sister's face.
But she can't be here.
But she is. You better think of something. Think of something and open the door at the same time.
What on earth are you two doing? Esteban, why are you wearing an apron with no shirt?
I should be asking you the questions. What are you doing here?
That's what you thought up? Really?
She's here because of me.
What's up, Uranus? Uranus?
You tell me, Mundo.
Seriously, someone tell me! What is this place? Some kind of secret lab or something?
I thought of something.
What?
I'm cold. Who wants to go out for cocoa?
All right. That's enough of Iceberg Plane for today. Let's get you inside before your mother gets mad at us.
Of course I'm not mad at you, Esteban. I'm just confused. What is this place? Esteban? Mundo? Uranus?
It was supposed to be a surprise. Surprised? Saul, I know you wanted to have the wedding reception at the rec center where you were.
It's a community center.
Whatever. I know how important that is to you. And, you tell her the rest, Mundo.
And the reception is going to be here. And Esteban is going to cook all the food himself.
Say what? Yeah, that's right. Exactly what Mundo said.
And you knew about this too, Uranus?
Oh, of course he did. He's our brother. That's why he brought you here. Right, brother?
Sure.
I thought you said it was a surprise.
Well, you've got to try these recipes at some point, don't you? Thanks for looking out, Uranus.
Yeah, I'm absolutely looking out for my new sister.
Wow. Okay, well, it doesn't really look like a reception hall, but I guess with some sprucing up. Thank you, guys. What are you cooking? I want to taste everything.
This batch you can't actually taste. It's a chorizo. I know you don't like them, but you know, my family.
Yeah, no. It's cool. I'll take some measurements. What are you up to over there? There better not be any snacking going on before dinner.
Of course not, honey. Quick, swallow that before your mom catches us. Chew, 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 chew.
Busted!
Sorry, hon. Just a little bit of the wild berry chocolate that my dad brought us the last time he visited. Just a little. Promise it won't spoil our appetites. Not that I have much of one lately.
Little Artie, why don't you go wash up for dinner? Jupiter, what's wrong?
Corina.
That's never good.
I get it from Dad, I guess.
You haven't told me what's wrong, Jupiter.
It's the feeling I get when something's coming.
Going okay, honey?
Yup. Ooh, tall windows.
So, Uranus, you really attach yourself to Sol. She can't move without you.
She enjoys having a brother around to hang out with. But you wouldn't know about that. You're too busy working on whatever it is you're really doing with this one.
It's Esteban. Really? This one?
You talk about me getting too close to Sol? Why wouldn't I? She's our sister.
No, she's my sister.
Mundo, you're a hypocrite. You and her fiancé are...
We're not lovers. It's not what you think.
I know you're not. You're not cool enough to be gay.
All done! This is such a great surprise. Thanks, honey. Uranus, we should go, yeah? Gotta get to the airport.
Okie dokie. After you.
I'll do whatever I have to protect my sister, even if it means you'll never see her again.
This is Alaska, huh? Well, the airport at least. I can't wait to eat all the salmon and all the crab legs and all that weird ice cream thing they do. Oh, and they got reindeer hot dogs too. And they got...
You're gonna get fat.
I've got a CrossFit class I go to back home.
Oh. Oh, home, huh?
It may be time. Sol, I love you. but I'm getting pulled into everyone else's life so completely that I'm not paying enough attention to my own life anymore. My life back home.
Everyone else's life? Everyone else meaning me?
Well, you needed me.
True.
I'm like your walking, talking calendar reminder. Speaking of which, you did call new brother Jupiter and let him know we're coming to meet him, didn't you?
Of course I did. Oh, shit.
Margo Helga's still not picking up?
No, and it's been days. She must be up to something.
Or she's in trouble. All that time, we couldn't shake her. Always popping up wherever we were. And now that you're trying to get in touch with her...
This is all... It's too dangerous. Having Sol show up today...
You want out of the business, don't you?
I'm saying that maybe you should get out of the business. I don't want Sol involved in this mess. If Uranus really is onto us, it's only a matter of time before Sol figures out we're not really corporate finance guys.
Well, you saw her earlier. She bought it. Sol was all about taking measurements for window coverings and making seating charts for the reception.
She's got wedding blindness.
That's a thing?
Once the honeymoon is over, she's gonna put two and two together. Huh? She'll learn the truth about you, about our business, and she'll be crushed. Why put her through that?
She's your sister. If you're that concerned, why don't you get out of the fake caviar business?
Because... I have a debt that's not easy to repay.
Hi, ma'am. I'm... Whoa. Where do you think you're going, little guy?
Stop.
Okay, okay. You can go, but just for a little bit. Then it's bedtime. Sorry, can I help you?
Oh, yes. I'm Uranus, and this is my sister, Sol.
Yes?
Liar, liar, pants on fire, Sol. This woman is not expecting us.
I forgot to call, okay? Got out of my mind with the wedding. Sorry, we are Sol and Uranus Lucero. That name mean anything to you? Well, it's my last name.
Another trans sister?
It's my husband Jupiter's last name. I took his last name when we got married.
Oh, gotcha. But can we please not talk about weddings? Because this one has...
We're related to Jupiter, but he doesn't know that yet. Because I forgot a call before we came. I'm planning a wedding, and I teach, and...
Is, Jupiter here? We've been traveling all day, and Juneau, Alaska is as cold as a witch's tit. Can we just come inside and warm up?
I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
What is this debt you have? Mundo, if this is bigger than I thought... Then you need to let me know.
We've got illegal dealings with the Russians over fake caviar. Our supplier is dead. Margo Helga has disappeared from the face of the earth.
Every cloud has a velvet lining.
What?
I mean golden lining, sorry.
You mean silver?
Silver, sorry.
Sorry, Karina watches too many thrillers.
Jupiter, you get movies all the way up here?
You do know this is a big city, right?
Hi, Jupiter. We have a letter from our father, Arturo, for you.
Thanks.
Aren't you going to open it?
Why don't you tell me what it says?
What? Who? I would never...
Just tell the man what it says, so...
Fine. It is something about how much our father loves sharing the stars in the sky with you. You could see them clear up here.
It's like the universe opens up and showers you with sparkles and gems. Like she puts on a show of her majesty just for you.
And there's nobody else in the world to see it.
Just you and I, my son.
Yep. That's from him, all right?
Jupiter, you're hard to read. Do you hate him or do you miss him?
Yep.
I get that.
Me too. A little. Okay, mostly I just miss him. Apparently I was the one he spent the most time with. No offense.
It's fine. I did have some years. Those nights that we would lay down on the snow to look at the firmament.
You didn't get cold?
They used the skin of seals and bears and things like that to cover themselves, Uranus.
Actually, no. And no. May I finish?
Sorry.
Arturo Lucero came to Juno preaching radical ideas about how global warming was not real and how we were a superior race and we had to come back to our true Christian values.
No. That's not the Arturo Lucero from my childhood.
Let him finish.
Even at that tender age, I had already learned the importance of nature, of Mother Earth, of the natural cycles of our complex universe. Of the importance of the unity between nations to combat poverty and the social and racial injustices that plague this world. Racism and discrimination.
How old were you?
5 years and 7 months.
Wow.
Anyway, these are not exactly great memories. I knew something bad was coming.
You're really going to burn that letter in the chimney?
Hey, Dad, wasn't that bad, really. If you had gotten to know him better.
Ow! Wow! That hurt. That really hurt.
Stick him up, yeah.
You gonna rob us now, Margot Helga?
Yeah, I was trying to sneak up and surprise you.
That horrible perfume you're wearing gives you away.
If things go wrong, I'm going to kill you first, Esteban.
Not the first time I've heard that one.
Stop blabbering.
How about you start talking, Margot Helga?
For real, what is that perfume?
Not now, Esteban.
Wait. It smells like fish sauce. Been cooking a caviar recipe, haven't you?
Try the recipe.
Did Mr. X give you his recipe? When?
He didn't just give it to me. He's been showing me how to cook it.
You saw him? See? I told you he wasn't really dead, Mundo. Told you!
That's impossible. He's dead. I know he's dead because I killed him.
Ooh, what do you want to do when we get back to Queens? You want to go to Jack and Ellie's for breakfast?
I'm going home, Saul. I added a leg to my return flight. I'll be back in North Carolina by tomorrow afternoon.
But...
It's time, sister. You and Mundo need to get some things straightened out. You and Esteban, too. And I want to go home. I miss giving tours at the plantation.
So... The slaves the world here, they were just immigrants coming here for a better life.
Okay, I don't miss giving tours to the racist idiots. But I do miss the regular folks who'd come in wanting a better understanding of our nation's history. And I do miss my home.
But I'll miss you.
Honey, everybody does. You should talk to Mundo, okay? He seems to have some things weighing on him, and I think that, like me, he needs his sister.
Ah, did you just confess to a murder?
Oh, no! Please, tell me you're not a cop, Margot Helga.
She's not a cop, Esteban.
How do you know that, Mundo?
Because I'd be arresting him right now if I were. Oh.
Whoever you are, whoever you're cooking with has been lying to you. Okay, he's not...
Mr. X? Yeah, he is.
I already told you.
I am telling you you're wrong. Now, do you want to find him and save your ass from the Russians or not?
Hey, Mundo. Just landed. Again. Seems like I'm always leaving you the same message. Hey, let's maybe have breakfast together? I'll make you pancakes with the fruit faces. We haven't done that in... It's been a long time. Maybe we can talk. I miss you.
I know this place. Best chorizo I've ever tasted.
How do you know that, Esteban?
Sol and I came here on our first date. She wouldn't even taste the chorizo. Told her one day I'd make some for her. Mundo, and don't let Margot Helga kill me. Promise?
Mundo, it's me again. Oh, you're not going to believe this. I finally figured out how to find Pluto. You know how we thought Pluto was our final sibling? That letter, the whole letter Dad wrote to Pluto was a cipher. It's a code. Pluto's a place, an address. I'm on my way there, now.
I don't like this, Margot Helga.
Mundo, I'm almost there. This neighborhood seems so familiar. I'm gonna keep leaving you this long-ass message in case something happens, okay?
Mr. X is dead. Margot Helga, if this is a trap, so help me God, I will...
I'm parking now! Hey, I know this place. Mundo, it's a restaurant. There's somebody inside. I'm going in.
Aha! Here he is.
Turn around, sir. I said, turn around.
Hello, son.
Dad? This is impossible. I killed you.
Mundo, you killed our dad?
Well, well, well. Isn't this a pickle?
How is this possible?
You two don't know about me? Margot Helga, I thought you were gonna tell them.
Yeah, but come on. It's so much more fun to watch him squirm.
tell me what?
Mundo, what's going on?
Twins run in our family, Sol dear. I'm sorry to have to frighten you. I'm...
Uncle Martin.
Call me Marty.
What the hell?
Your father, my brother Artie... protected my identity all these years.
So, you knew? How did you...
I saw an old photograph when I was 4 or 5. The two of them together. Dad told me that he hadn't seen Uncle Martin in a long time. That he'd gone into some trouble and that he'd be our secret to keep. Over the years, I honestly didn't know if it was a memory or if I'd imagined the whole thing.
And secret Uncle Martin just happens to pop up now? All these years later,
I've actually been trying to contact you, Mundo.
You're the mysterious voice, always calling and leaving us clues about the you-know-what.
Esteban, I think it's about time you told me about everything.
And he did. So listen to Esteban explain about the caviar, the Russian mafia, and Mr. X.
And you didn't know that the man you...
I didn't know that Mr. X was our father. Not until after I killed him.
Would you stop saying that?
Yeah, it's still too soon, huh?
No. I mean, you didn't kill my brother. He died from poisoning.
Because I got the recipe wrong and it killed him. I know that.
No, you're wrong. The poison that killed my brother was a slow-acting toxin. It was in his body before he saw you that night.
So I didn't?
No.
Mundo, you've been carrying around all this guilt? Why didn't you talk to me?
I was ashamed of what I've become. I am...
But you can talk to me. I'm your sister.
So, Marty, as the new head of the family, wrote letters to all his nieces and nephews to see who wanted to join him in the Lucero fake caviar business.
Hell yeah.
Sure. Much better than encyclopedias.
Anne, can we also make a movie about it?
Absolutely. We are all for family tradition.
Very sexy.
Yes, but can we also do something for my little llamas?
But how about global warming and the Russians?
Good question. Marty and Margot Helga are still dealing with the Russians. In the meantime, Esteban and Sol put the wedding on hold until they could sort some things out. They're good. They just need time. And the twins, Sol and Mundo.
They're going to be all right, right? Tell me my children will be all right.
Damn it.
What? What's that sound? It was actually pleasant.
No!
And because Arturo Lucero showed so much genuine concern for Sol and Mundo, he's getting a second chance.
I'm going to heaven?
Not exactly. When you look into the night sky, up at the stars, look for the one that looks like it doesn't quite belong there. The one that's tinged with a warm, reddish glow. The glow of celestial blood.
It feels so much better to be here with the celestial bodies that I love so much. And now that Satan is off my back, I can focus on the evil woman who deserves to be in hell. The one who poisoned me for real. Yes, I know who you are.
This is Celestial Blood, a radio novela about love and mystery that crosses borders. Produced and directed by Giseli Regatao in New York, in partnership with KCRW Public Radio in Los Angeles. Mariana Carreño King created the story and wrote it with Inda Craig Galvan. Mixed and sound design by Sandra Lopez Monsalve. Recorded at CDM Studios in New York. Our theme music and score is by Mark Phillips and Ryan Seaton.
Jose Antonio Melian, Arturo,
Esteban,
Uranus, and Marty.
Jacqueline Guillén, Sol,
Saturn,
Estrella, and Corina.
Ressa Salazar, Mundo,
Mercury,
Jupiter,
Neptune,
and Satan.
Adriana Sananes, Luna,
Mars,
Margot Helga, and
little Artie.
And I am Kate El Castillo, the narrator. If you enjoyed Celestial Blood, share it with your friends and family. There is also a version in Spanish, Sangre Celestial. Gracias, amigos.